Marty, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Amy Shark on Hit 92.9. She is performing at the Men and Their Mongrels calendar launch with Conrad Sewell and Guy Sebastian next Tuesday. If you want to join us for the trip over to Sydney for that, hit.com.au.
Hilary Duff has just had her second baby. Now, she was, you know, these are the kind of podcasts I'm listening to, informed pregnancy podcasts by Dr. Berlin, you know, just doing a bit of prep and research for the future.
Is there something coming up, mate, you want to talk about?
It's pretty easy to understand, mate. You just jump in and wham, bam, thank you, man, there's your child.
Mate, we don't need to worry about that one, just what happens after. So anyway, she said something really interesting, and it's always chat, I think, that you have amongst your friends. Would you eat your placenta after you've given birth?
Never once had that discussion with any of my friends.
A couple of me and my girls have this chat. Anyway, have a listen to Hilary Duff.
So they made me a smoothie.
They made you a smoothie right away? Mm-hmm. Just a raw piece of placenta? Mm-hmm. What'd you put in your smoothie besides that?
Lots of berries, lots of fruit juice. Yeah. It was the most delightful smoothie I've ever had. I haven't had a smoothie that delightful since I was like 10 years old.
Okay, so Hilary...
She's out of rehab at the moment.
No,
she's out of rehab.
Back in a few weeks of filming.
I've got Mel from Pure Placenta here in Perth. Now, Mel, you're a midwife. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Good. Now, you might have met Mel before. Her partner, Jared, he actually was the stripper at our hens party.
Small world.
Small world. And that's how we met. That's how we came across each other. And I noticed that you do this thing online called Pure Placentas. Mm-hmm. Can you explain? Because I'm convinced now that I want to eat my placenta. Well, not obviously before I have a kid.
Well, we can't be giving out anyone's random placentas, you know. Obviously, that would be a little bit unethical, I think. But I think there is a bit of confusion as well. But look, basically, we only actually say that you should eat your own placenta. But having said that, obviously, for all the benefits which you've probably read a little bit about online, I have had a lot of partners, mine included, that have, and mother-in-laws and all sorts, that have actually consumed the placenta of the daughter who's given birth.
Oh.
So this poor mum's given birth and, you know, produced this amazing baby in this placenta, and everyone else is like, well, I'll have a slice of that, and, you know, off it goes.
So can we just quickly backtrack a little bit for those in the car, because I actually didn't know what the placenta was. I thought the baby was born in the placenta. It's actually what's attached to the wall of the mother, and the umbilical cord comes off, and you give birth to the placenta after the child.
Yes.
Is that
correct?
Pretty much summed up pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, so your placenta is actually an endocrine organ. So what it does is it produces its own hormones and it basically sustains your pregnancy. So it's basically what grows your child.
Mm. Wow.
Big, big, fat and amazing. So you can imagine how full of hormones and nutrients that is.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, if you see it in the little kidney dish after birth, it's not really that
gross.
Yeah. Did you see yours after birth?
So me and my friend Luke, who was going through having a child at the same period of time, we were going to take our placentas
and
put them in like an esky or whatever. And then when our friend Fraser, who's a bit dopey, big dopey Fraser, we're going to serve it on the barbecue and like watch him eat the placentas.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Look, I'm not into placental lasagna myself. I don't think I can stomach it. Each to their own, obviously. But what we basically do is we actually convert the placenta from, you know, awkward looking thing in a kidney dish after birth that you don't really want to see into these amazing pink capsules. So it's basically powder in a capsule.
And then you take the capsule, the mother.
Yes.
Well, not the husband.
Well, Jared tries to steal mine all the time and he's like, I need gains for the gym, babe. I've got to get a little bit of time before I go in.
How much difference is there between, like, obviously all the good nutrients and stuff, but is that also stuff that we can just get in a protein shake or somewhere else? Like, how different is the placenta nutrients?
You definitely could get a lot of those vitamins and minerals in the protein shake, but specifically for the mother who, after birth, now she's just run a marathon and she's, you know, probably lost a bit of blood and she's just pushed a not so small human out, you know.
Yeah.
That's probably the most exhausted she's going to be in her life and the most depleted. Yeah. Now, this placenta literally contains everything that she would need to recover.
Right.
So if you actually look into the wild, all the mammals in the wild actually consume their placentas after birth, us included back in the day. But now we sort of got into our medicalized world and we're like, oh, you know,
Why do we need that?
I don't need this. But it's also, and the biggest thing that people don't realize is it's hormone balancing.
Mm.
So now, I don't know, you guys might have experienced some PMS with your partners. And the answer to that question is no, she's always happy.
I don't even know what that means.
I was just saying, I'm the one that's going through the PMS.
Yeah. 30 years in a row for Zane. Yeah.
So if you look at a woman who's got PMS, you know, she has those kind of mood swings and things before she gives birth. It's, you know, the hormones are very high. After birth, they come crashing down on day 1 to 2. So if you've ever heard about the baby blues.
Yeah. Zaves, you learned about the baby blues this week, didn't you?
What happened
like
there?
With the boys and stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But baby blues is literally 2 days after pregnancy. The mother crashes.
It's quite emotional. Yeah. Yeah, because all the hormones have just disappeared. You know? Her lovely birth highs just poops.
Yeah. Just gone.
So basically the theory is with the placenta, and the biggest thing that I've noticed in our women is that instead of having that big crash, if we can get them to get their placenta capsules into them before day two, we're actually not seeing that crash. We're actually balancing those hormones back out. Now, if you balance the hormones, she's feeling relaxed. She's feeling loved up from all that amazing oxytocin. Same way you feel after a special cuddle with your partner. You know, it's the same hormone.
Yeah.
That's what you want in a mum.
I'd rather just try that than eat the placenta.
Wait, do you know what? This is what I find so interesting is we were talking about this. People are so grossed out about it, but then we go eat cow and, you know, like someone else, like, you know, another animal's blood and that, like, you know, if you have your steak cooked medium rare or whatever, but then you won't eat your own placenta.
But I'm more likely going to bite a hole in Ryan if I had to than bite my own arm. You're eating yourself.
Yeah, but I'd much rather eat myself.
Oh, would you?
Why did my arm get attracted to this? I don't understand.
I'm just saying, like, if
talking about placenta and suddenly Zay's having a chop.
If I had a choice of biting and eating you or me, I'm going to eat you rather than eating myself.
Okay, well, this took a turn. I wasn't meaning, like, let's start eating each other
I'm just saying.
I cannot wait to get into the production booth and use those words out of context.
No, is it expensive? That's what I want to know. Is it expensive? Like, because, you know, you hand over your placenta and then they make capsules out of it. Does it cost thousands of dollars?
No. So our price range for most women is usually it starts from about $349. Yeah. And that's the whole package. You know, we come in, you get an esky that you take in to hospital.
So, and then you just take your esky.
You don't have to touch it. The partner kind of cautiously carries this esky in and puts it down, and then the midwife puts the placenta in and he sort of calls me and goes, I've got a placenta for you. I've done my job.
That's
and I go,
fascinating.
Oh, mate, well done. You know, you're the best partner ever.
Yeah.
Jared actually encapsulated mine himself under direct supervision.
Wow.
So on the scheme of dads of the year, he's
he's right up
he's
there.
He's doing well.
I mean, I'm changing nappies. I'm not eating M, but.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, Mel, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us about eating our placentas.
No, but Ed, sorry, before you go too, it is amazing. Even if you do stall the placenta, they say that if your child does unfortunately get ill, the placenta is one of the best things that the child, they can get all the
It's all stem good cells.
Yeah, all
as
the
well.
Stem cells and stuff out.
The good juices.
Yeah, all the good juices.
But I mean, look, even if you're not into eating your placenta, there's a lot of other wacky things people do with it. We've actually started doing the umbilical cord dream catchers as well. Have you? Oh, here
yeah,
we go.
Right.
Yeah, right. All right.
He's like, that's my limit.
Mel from the Pure Placentas, thank you so much for coming in and educating
thanks,
us all.
Mate.
You're most welcome, guys.
Thanks.
All right, 7:53. Stick with us. Alpha Bucks coming up in 10 minutes on Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.